Just to buy a few shoes, or?
Yeah, about maybe enough to shoe three or four ponies at once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had one shot here this morning. This boy come in and shot him.
No, the blacksmith travels, huh?
No, he's just a horse shoer. They go around now in an old pickup and just go around to where any horses need shoeing and shoe them.
Uh-huh.
The fellas just traveled around over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But used to, as a rule, of you, a lot of these ranches, you do your own horse shoeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he have his forge right in the pickup?
Yeah, this boy did this morning.
What do they use, propane now or butane?
Well,
or?
I think he had some coal.
Oh, yeah. Still coal?
Yeah. Hmm. He lives over there on the other side of Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. What did the horseshoes come to the merchant in? How did he get them?
Well, I don't... You mean how the merchant would get them?
Yeah, would they come in a box or...?
No, they come in a keg.
Uh-huh.
Keg full of...
Did they have oxen around here at all to do work?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when we had them. But, well, I guess that's been about, oh, it's been 50 years ago or longer.
Huh.
Yeah.
What did you use them for?
Well, use them to hold any stuff with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Man told me that they had a pair that they used to break new ground.
Well, they would.
They come to a root or something, and the ox would just start to go right through the collar, right through the yoke. His neck would get about that long, he said, and then the root would break, and away they'd go.
We never did break land with them, but I can remember hauling them. I just a small boy that used them to haul stuff with, rails or something, that move something around, you know.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're good to pull stumps, aren't they?
Yeah, they'd be good for that. Well, they're awful stout, oxen was.
Well, when you went to the store, if you got anything in a bottle or a jug, what did you call the thing that you plugged the hole with?
Call it a... Well, it, you could call it a stopper, cork, either one.
Uh-huh. If it was made out of rubber, would you call it a cork?
Well, I can't remember any of them being made out of rubber. A lot of times they'd use them old corn cobs.
Yeah, wrap a rag around
yeah.
it, maybe?
Well, if you got a big corn cob, you wouldn't have to wrap nothing around. Just work it in there.
How did you light your house before you got electricity?
Well, it had coal oil. But I know when you get out of that coal oil, you had all these houses had fireplace, these old houses.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times use that light out of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you couldn't use it all over a house.
Uh-huh.
But you could use it maybe a little in one room there where the fireplace was.
What'd you do? Just take your can into the store and get your
yeah.
coal oil in the can?
Yeah.
Put a potato on the end?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What'd they do, put a funnel in that to fill it, or?
Yeah, they would, little old funnel. It'd have a coal oil barrel back there, sitting back away from the other groceries, and it, a lot of times they'd have a pump on top of that barrel and work it up and down this way, you see, and it'd
uh-huh.
suck that oil up, put it in a jug that way,
uh-huh.
set the jug there on, right under that funnel there.
Uh-huh.
I mean under that spout. Yeah.
Oh, that stuff smells, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Those old coal oil heaters. Boy,
yeah.
Oh boy, they really stink up a house. When you were a boy, did you have one of those musical instruments that you could hold up and blow on and suck on?
No, I can remember when we used to